Blog Talk Radio.
That, of course, is Carla Lynn Hall for her CD, her song from the CD of the same name, Supernova. And as you know, that's one of my favorite songs by her. She is opening my show today. She is not on today. She and her music partner, Curtis, I've forgotten Curtis' last name, it will be on in the near future. In fact, I will give you who's coming up in the very near future on the show. They are, of course, I'm inviting, as I said last time, I would invite Christina Latour back, and she'll be back either at the end of August, probably at the beginning or mid-September, though. She'll be back on the show, and we'll be talking about videos and editing them and not only the process, but in terms of what she can do for you and your wedding. Somewhere between Curtis and Carla's appearance on the show will be L.A. Timberlake, and he will be on talking about his musicality, and also he is a venue, I'm going to say coordinator, and as a DJ, I believe he's a DJ, and also the venue that he supervises. So that's coming up in the near future. And again, as I said, Curtis and Carla, the singing duo of the Eastern Seaboard, will be coming on the show very soon, probably mid-August, late August. I'm not sure as yet. It just depends on their schedule, because they sing on a weekend basis as well as during the weekend. Their gigs are coming up fast and furious, of course, because it is the summertime and people want to hear music in the summertime. And they don't just save those love songs for Valentine's Day, they also sing them in the middle of summer. All right, and they will be on my show very, very shortly. And that'll be a lot of fun because I have never had two people on this show at the very same time. And this is going to be special because this is a singing duo. And you know I love to sing, as you heard as I was singing along with Carla's CD, Supernova. Now, who am I and what show is this? This is Charlena PF, and I am your host and creator of Budget Weddings NYC for you. And this is Friday, the 31st, the last day of the so-called dog days of summer, although it's not true for us here in New York City and the surrounding areas. It is really just the start of the dog days of summer. It is now officially over almost every single day, except maybe yesterday. Almost every single day is 90 degrees or more, plus humidity over 50%, which feels like, almost like, not quite, almost like my summers in Arizona, in Phoenix, Arizona, to be exact. So, now, anyway, I've sort of just rattled off, almost all in one breath, it seems. Now, today, as you know, if you saw my Facebook page announcement, or you just know what's coming up, blogtalkradio.com/budgetweddingsnyc for you. We are going to be talking about trends, wedding trends. I thought, you know, why not? This is, tomorrow starts August, my month, yay! And a lot of in the past, June has been the hot month in terms of weddings, and now August is becoming the hot month in terms of weddings. July a little bit, but mostly it's August, September, and October. Those are the new months to get married in, it seems. I'm not sure, but it does seem. I think, and August became the hot month because, or the month to get married in, because it was for a long time since June was the month. August kind of got left by the wayside, and a lot of times venues and other items and or products surrounding weddings were not getting their due in terms of getting people to come out and get married or to buy things for their wedding. So there were a lot of sales. But now there may be still sales, depending on what you're purchasing, and I'm not covering that so much today. But wedding dresses, there will be a sale in August. But venues have caught on, so now the pricing is about the same. For June, July, maybe July is a little lower, August, but definitely September and October, those prices are going to shoot up again. And why is that? I think because people in New York really love getting married towards the end of the summer season, and then the leaves start to change, and it's just really beautiful and romantic and somber, and it starts to cool off, the humidity dies off, and you just know it's going to be just luscious to get married with all of the flowers that are still in bloom, and yet the fall leaves are starting to turn, and then the air is just a little bit more crisp. Of course, it just feels romantic. It feels right, correct? All right. Well, anyway, I digress. So now, let's get to it. Before we do, of course, I want to let you know you can pick up my book. It is still on, actually, both of my books are still on Kindle, New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable, as well as 11 Secrets from New York City Budget Weddings. And the 11 Secrets is only 99 cents, and you get 11 plus secrets from New York City Budget Weddings the book and also from my research. Really, it's 11 plus different. And 99 cents, that's a deal. I haven't quite decided, but I might do a sale of I haven't decided yet. You know, I might do it around my birthday. I might do it for the entire month. Not sure yet. Got a couple more hours to think about that. But if you're planning your wedding for next year, it's time to pick up that book anyway. New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable. It's the information inside of it, inside the book, never goes out of style, because I'm talking about how you, including you in ways of saving money in the Big Apple. And I don't, when I say the Big Apple, I don't just mean Manhattan. I also mean the five boroughs. All right, so let's get to our trends. So today I'm talking about color trends. I'm going to be talking about hair trends and also venues in the surrounding area. All righty, so now I only have 20 more minutes. So you know that means I have to speed through this, but I won't. It'll be slow and easy so that you get every single nugget. What I might do is, because as I was doing my research and writing it up, I was thinking, you know what? I kind of write for the person who wants to read stuff. So I think I might include most, if not all of this, on my website. So, and I have been remiss, I must say, because I've been dealing with a new computer, and it just is kind of, I don't want to call it wonky, but it's been kind of wonky in terms of getting things done. For instance, and I'll get to the color trends and everything. But for instance, for some reason, don't know why yet, I'm going to talk to a friend of mine, Miss Francine Holt, who runs a in Manhattan. But I'm going to talk to her, and because for some reason I cannot set up my shows on my computer. I have to do it on the Kindle. I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense, but it just, it won't accept, it won't accept, I don't get it. I don't know. I thought it was Blog Talk Radio's fault, but it was not. It is my computer, my desktop. Don't know why. Anyway, alrighty. So that just teaches you, just lets you know that if find lemonade, you find out where you can, how you can make lemonade. I know it's one of those cliches, but okay. Anyway, all right, to the color trends. Now, for the summer, you know, and that all the shades for pink, blues, very romantic. Those are the romantic colors. And in fact, one of the colors, or shades, excuse me, is watermelon pink, which, to me, I don't even know. I don't understand. Watermelon pink. Watermelon is red inside. So what's the pink? Is it at the rind, or I don't get it. Anyway, it's not a shade that I like, but I know that there are tons and tons of people and women who, especially women, who love pink, including my cousin. If you're into pink, then watermelon pink was your color or your shade of pink this summer. There were also blues. There were turquoise, deep, dark shades of turquoise that I would never call turquoise. I might call it teal or something like that. But in any case, that's what they're calling it. They're calling it blue or midnight turquoise. I think that was one of those shades that I saw. And I know the pink, you know, pink is not, pink for me has held no favor for, since I was a child. So, and I know it's not the PC thing, but hey, that's me. I know that tons of women and a few men love pink, and the more power to you. Now, the reference to the summer colors is from tooleandchantilly.com, in case you want to go there and check out their colors. But watermelon pink was one of their shades, as was the midnight turquoise. Now, so for the fall of 2015, it's jewel tone. And if you are a person who wants to go with trend rather than picking your favorite color, then you'll want to adhere to the jewel tones that will be popping up in the fall. And those jewel tones include, of course, the primary colors, but also what they're calling this year on magnetstreet.com, they're calling tangy rather than spicy, pumpkin and with the tones of various golds and greens and browns in them. Sort of like the falling leaves that you'll see. Really what happens in the fall is that someone comes up with these varying shades within the falling leaves of autumn. And whether they are made up names or from the pink industry or from the wedding industry or from the art industry, I'm not sure. But if you wanted to find, if you're having a wedding party and they're not all in the same area, if they're not all in the same state or city, and I don't know what's going on with my throat. In fact, I'm going to take a drink of water, hold that thought. I do apologize. I usually have lemon. I take in some lemon right before I come on the air, but today I did not. That clears up your anything that's in your throat and lets you speak perfectly clear. I don't know what's going on in my throat right now. But in any case, the varying. I was saying that if you have wedding party members who are not in the same state and they're picking out their own dresses, but you have a specific shade that you would like them to adhere to, what you can do is to go to your favorite hardware store, Lowe's, Home Depot, or Mom and Pop hardware store, Benjamin Paint. You can color swatch with your exact shade of the color that you would like your wedding party to adhere to, and then send it off to them. And the color swatches are completely free. You just go in and you ask them for a color swatch and maybe even take in a swatch of your own material swatch, and they will look for that color for you if you don't see it on the wall. And that makes getting the hues and shades and tones of color within your wedding party exactly what you desire. Alrighty, so some of the things that they're calling these colors and shadings and tones for the fall are tangy, sweet, and poetic. I wasn't sure that I was going to be able to say what they were without laughing. So, but if you want to find out more about those shadings, go to magnetstreet.com, and that's M as in Mary, A, G as in George, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, T as in Tom, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, R, E, E as in Edward, G as in Tom.com. I have so much practice with doing that because of my name and also my email address. Now, of course, if you want to write to me, you can write to me at C as in Charlena, P as in Paul, S as in Frank, at budgetweddingsnyc.com, and I will be more than happy to answer any of your questions pertaining to my book or pertaining to your wedding. If you need, of course, any sort of wedding strategies, I am available, and or if you would like a wedding officiant. So now, back to these color trends. Let me see. Oh, now, if for instance, if you wanted to use the pumpkin, these autumn colors or shading, don't forget that you can, and again, I don't know what happened to my throat. Don't forget to take, to go towards, if you're going to do the autumn colors, don't forget that you can do the opposite or the lack thereof of color. For instance, lack thereof would be white, and without color, white, or you could go to various whites, off-white, eggshell, or you could do cream. Cream would be so luscious with pumpkin and even with tangerine. And if you wanted to go to the opposite, that would be blue, and there are in the hue, the blue hue, you could go with sky blue, you could go with turquoise, even a muted teal. But it might be kind of like, there might be a fight there, I think. But the sky blue, the baby blue, and the turquoises would work beautifully with pumpkin. Now, I know you're thinking, turquoise with pumpkin? Turquoise with tangerine? Really? Yes, really. Check them out. You'll love them. Now, for the winter, you could do, and I saw this, if you're doing a quadrant or quad of color, for instance, if you wanted to do pumpkin and maybe a hunter green and turquoise, and nothing, and you didn't want to do white, but you wanted to do not black, but a gray. Just like HGTV, if you watch House Hunters or any of those other, maybe not House Hunters, that's my favorite. The brothers, I forget their name because I don't watch them. But the brothers, they're always painting things in gray. Don't know why. I mean, maybe it's for your wedding, perhaps. New black. I'm not sure. But in any case, there are so many different grays that you can go with. You could go with classic gray, light gray, dark gray, slate gray, charcoal gray, and even something called ashwood gray. All of these are grays, and they go very well, actually, with almost most colors in the crayons and all of their shadings and hues. However, and it can go with purple, but It can go. It goes very well with lavender, with a light lavender. However, in my research, although I don't understand this, they call anything in the purple and the violet family daring. Now, if you dare to be royal, and I don't know why not, I did, then go with purple. And you can go, purple goes with a lot of varying shades and colors. For instance, since you know that my wedding colors, perhaps you don't know, were gold and purple. Gold is my husband's color, favorite color, even though he would say he has no favorite color. And purple is my favorite color. So, and as you can see from my logo, when you go online for my website, they are in purple and gold. And their purple and gold is, of course, a color for varying schools around the country. And it's also known as the royal color because kings and queens and empresses always had purple because it was such a rich color, and especially during the Middle Ages, when there was a lack of color for anyone who was not royal, it was mostly because it was a monetary thing. Alrighty, so now let's go on because I may run out of time, and I might have to do two of these segments for trends. Because I did want to get to hair, and I do have venue options for you. But I only have 7 more minutes. Alrighty, now, for winter, menswear, I'm going to just, I wrote this out, I'm going to just, so that I don't expound too much. Menswear, amazing, there's an actual change for menswear this year. And I'm amazed, because really, as I say in my book, there has been a minimal of change over the course, very minimal. It's been, and I won't go into it because I'll use up my 7 minutes talking about that. But if you want to find out more about that, it is in my book, New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable, on Kindle. Now, I just read an article, and it makes sense. If you are the bride and you're decked to the nines, you look great, you look fabulous, you want your groom to be equally fabulous, scrumptious and also look as though they should be with you, the center of attention, correct? So, because down the road, when you're looking back maybe for an anniversary 5, 10, or 20 years in advance, when you look at the video, the photographs, or your photo album, you definitely want to see some wonderfully scrumptious person standing next to you, right? You don't want to look at the person and go, ooh, that suit, it was so ill-fitting. What were you thinking? It would be horrible. It would be horrible, I think. So, what the person, the groom, or the person wearing the suit, depending, can do is, especially in menswear, the things that they are talking about for this year, for the winter, is fuller in the legs. So, if your future groom or spouse is going to wear a suit, then go with the flow and go for a fuller leg. That'll be great because then it helps with the bigger person, fills it out, and it's not too tight because for me, slim pants for men, not the thing I like. It just to me it just looks weird. Especially the, what is that called? It's not the boot cut, they're calling it, what is it? The straight leg jean or straight leg pants for men. I think it looks weird. It makes them look pinched, you know? And if they don't have any hips, pinched is not good. All right, or if they have too much stomach, pinched is not good. Okay, so now cuffs are coming back for men's suits. Also, for if you're not renting or you're buying off the rack and you're having something tailored, make it tailored to fit exquisitely well, so that when you look back on your wedding pictures, digital or video or still, look your best. You don't want to be in a suit that's ill-fitting or looks like crap. You just don't. You don't. So you want to be a standout along with your bride. So get a suit that fits. Again, whether it's off the rack or you're renting it, have it tailored to fit you. And then if you wanted to splurge and have a suit made, you could go with plaid, which will be popular in 2016. And you don't even have to be Scottish. And then the unique colors for winter are high blue and deep red. But if you're having a formal or informal wedding, even navy blue. And you could also do black if you wanted to. But that's really high formal wedding. Now, for hair, if I can get that in really quickly. Hair, for women with longer hair, it seems that there's still a trend of hair up, you know, either in a bun or a twist or a French twist or a little pom-pom on the top that you're wrapped around and made into another little, not scrunchie, but like a little, not really a bun, but more of a circular, I don't know, kind of a fake bun is what it is. But, and, you know, the reason being is that it's both sophisticated and you can pull out the wisps at the nape of your neck or also at the side because, and I'm going to point this only at men this time, men love to have a woman have their hair up in a bun or a French twist, and then on the wedding night, for them, they love to pull out the pins and let the hair cascade down. Yes, men are affected. Not even affected. They are influenced by media. It's true, and that's one of the ones that they're affected by. All right, so tune in next time, or maybe I'll just put it up on my website, not sure yet. But tune in, I think, next time. Perhaps maybe I'll even come back next Friday to do part two, where I continue with the short hair trend and also the venues that you can go to, not only here in New York City, but the outer boroughs. Charlina P.F. signing off on Friday, the 31st of July. Until next time, ciao.